So today we come to the third oracle of the servants of the Lord, and we hear how much he's going to have to suffer. And when everybody else despised him, the servants of the Lord said, "The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced." It's a great lesson for us to be reminded, my brothers and sisters, that we step into what we would call today in the church, Spy Wednesday. It's kind of a cool name to have, but it's ultimately revealed to us on this day. Judas Iscariot began to plot a real plan to betray Jesus. And I think this one lesson is often get overlooked. I don't think I'll have the time to cover it as we get into the triduum itself. But Jesus, remember that Jesus loved Judas until the very end. Yeah. Judas gave up hope, and he ended his life because of that, because he betrayed the Lord. But the Lord loved him until the very end. We must ask ourselves then, my brothers and sisters, how are we loving the Judas in our life? The people who have hurt us, the people who have betrayed us, the people who have abandoned us, the people in some way had turned us over. How are we loving the Judases in our life, just as Jesus loved his own disciple who betrayed him? Today, much more than ever, we must reread the first reading of the oracle of the servants of the Lord, knowing that God is our justification, our help. In him we shall not be disgraced, even when we get hurt, even when we're rejected, abandoned, ignored, and pushed away. But we must too, if we have received that forgiveness and that love from God, must extend that same mercy and forgiveness toward the unlovable as well.